disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Is it Dr. Cuddy there? All right. Well, I guess this morning is going to be my good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, as you know, is taught at the university level. He was a senior associate in the Department of Education in the Reagan administration. He's acted as a consultant to international firms, testified before Congress, but, of course, he has written over 20 books. And we carry those that are in print, and as you know, we're trying to get one of his other books back in print, and they should all be in print, because you need to have these books. I mean, I consider Dennis a friend, but a wonderful source of information that you're not going to find elsewhere. And if you have access to a computer, what I suggest you do is go to newswithviews.com, and there on the left side of the website, homepage, you'll see a list of contributors, and one of them is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and just go to his website and start printing out all of his articles and put them into a loose leaf binder or something of that sort, so you will have them and you can refer to them, because they're all indexed and the source of the information is there, and you need that information. Well, today Dr. Cuddy is going to be really talking about the fraud of the war on terrorism. You see, we need a boogeyman. We need Osama bin Laden. And because Osama bin Laden threatens us, we will come hat in hand, kneel before our masters and say, protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, because, of course, he's going to come and take our freedom. So you take our freedom. You pass all this legislation that does away with the Bill of Rights and the right of habeas corpus and of course, allows the president to be able to utilize the National Guard without the permission even of the governor and use the military against the American people, which is a frightening thing because military people are trained to do one thing. They're trained to kill. Why would the president want to use the National Guard at his discretion against the American people? I mean, when they're under the governor's control, they're under local control. When they're under the president's control, he can send them off to be slaughtered in foreign lands. But what's frightening, he can use them now against the American people and the repealed posse comitatus. And it's all because of the threat of the wicked Osama bin Laden, who we never tried to catch, who has probably been dead for several years. And you can go up on the Internet and Google in Osama bin Laden and hundreds of thousands of entries there about his death. Everybody in the world knows he's dead, but the American people don't know why. Well, because we have to have a boogeyman, and he is a threat to us, and Al-Qaeda wants to kill us. I mean, after all, we're fighting over in Baghdad, so we don't have to have Al-Qaeda here. But ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself, just think and challenge what you've been told. If Al-Qaeda is really a threat to you and I, why? With our borders open, with the catch and release program they have on the immigration service, you catch a potential terrorist from an Islamic country who snuck across our borders and violated the laws of this land. You catch him and then you release him and you tell him to come back for a deportation hearing. And you know he's not going to come back because almost nobody comes back for a deportation hearing. Why would you do that if you were really concerned about the threat of Islamic terrorism? It just doesn't make sense. Why in over 5 years has there been no major terrorist attack in America? You mean to tell me if they can smuggle people in, they couldn't smuggle explosives or biological warfare agents or maybe even the material for a dirty bomb? Of course they could. If you read the September-October issue, I believe, of Foreign Affairs magazine, that you will find, and remember, Foreign Affairs is published by the elite, for the elite. This is what our rulers read, not what you and I read, and this is not going to be reprinted in your local newspaper, because they control your local newspaper, and by doing that, they control your reality. And they control most of the talk show programs and most of the television and radio networks across America. But the lead article in this is entitled, Why Haven't They Hit Us Again? And the conclusion is, by the elite, for the elite, it really is not a factor. Al-Qaeda is not a serious factor in the world. In fact, it's been manufactured by the media and by various intelligence agencies. It is the boogeyman headed by the elusive Osama bin Laden, who is either living in a cave or probably long since dead. You know, how long do you live when you have dialysis? Have to be on dialysis? In fact, you can go back, you can Google in Osama bin Laden, Dubai, July, I believe it was 2001. And if you do that, you'll find out that Osama bin Laden was in the hospital, at the American hospital in Dubai, 2 months before the 9/11 attack, having dialysis and meeting with the CIA. And, of course, there was an article in Le Figaro, which is a very well-known French newspaper, that suggested that actually he was a CIA asset, and he was there actually telling the CIA agent about the planned bombing of the American embassy in Paris, and telling them who it was so they could arrest him beforehand, so we didn't lose that embassy. Of course, we didn't care so much about losing the embassies in Africa. The man who planned this whole bombing in Africa was a man named Ali Mohammed, and you can look him up on the Internet on the cooperative research, and you'll find Ali Mohammed was working for the CIA and the FBI both. I mean, it's most incredible story. There's a new book out called Triple Cross, written by my friend Peter Lance. He thinks that some of the triple part was that Osama bin Laden was actually working for, pardon me, that Ali Mohammed was working secretly for Osama while he was pretending to work for the U.S. I've always believed, and I still do, that Osama bin Laden had infiltrated and was an important part of Al-Qaeda. He had even trained Osama bin Laden's bodyguards, but he was really working for the United States. Under any circumstances, he was the man who planned the bombing, picked the people that would do the bombing in Africa, in Tanzania and in Kenya, and over hundreds of people were killed. And our government knew all of this. They were even paying this man. Could such things really go on in the world today? Well, the book is Triple Cross. If you're interested in getting it, we can help you to get it. But you have to understand, Peter Lance thinks that Ali Mohammed fooled the people of America. Well, we've got Dr. Cuddy here. We'll be back in just a moment to talk more about this. And Dr. Cuddy has a fascinating story.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan, and we have Dr. Cuddy with us. Good morning, Dennis. Thanks very much.
Hello there.
Yes, I was just sitting here reading your latest article, I'm going to let you tell our listeners about it.
Well, it actually, what you were saying fits with my article, what
right.
You were saying before the break about the Foreign Affairs September-October issue and the conclusion they made as to why Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda haven't struck us yet. It's, as you said, it's not a factor. I would suggest a little something different. Foreign Affairs is written by the elite for the elite. And oftentimes they're very blatant, but sometimes they don't let that last little tidbit slip out. And another possibility is they may not have attacked yet because they're actually controlled by the elite. And so that's part of the article that I've written on News with Views for this week. As I've mentioned to your listeners many times before, the power elites' favorite means of controlling people is a dialectical process so that they have, I guess, what you'd call plausible deniability. They don't want their hands directly dirtied, so they cause certain things to happen and then use public reaction to these things or a group's reaction to further their agenda. And one of the things they do is they create a threat or a perceived threat to a particular population. And your listeners will recall that immediately after 9/11, ABC, Washington Post took a poll which showed two-thirds of the American people would be willing to give up certain of their freedoms, which obviously they had not thought of doing prior to 9/11. And so what I advise people to do is, if you want to look at 9/11 or some other incident, an economic crisis, whatever it is, it's fine to look at it in its terms of its face values. You know, this looks like what's happened, why, you know, what caused this, on. And that's fine, but also look at it in terms of how it might fit into the power elite's dialectical process. For example, in 2003, the CIA learned from various captured al-Qaeda operatives about what they call the American Hiroshima, which was to explode 7 nuclear devices inside the U.S. And not too long ago, Dr. Stan, you had Paul Williams as a guest talking about his book, The Al-Qaeda Connection. And he was explaining that several of these devices already had been developed, sent to Mexico, and, of course, with our porous southern border, were easily slipped into the U.S. And so the question is, well, why haven't they been used? My contention is they would have been used if you take this at face value. If al-Qaeda's simply this independent radical group wanting to do a lot of damage to the U.S. As soon as possible, they wouldn't have waited. Let's say they wanted 7, but they had 3 or something like that in here. They wouldn't wait very long. They certainly wouldn't have waited 5 years for the weapons to either be degraded, you have to keep replenishing certain parts of them, or be discovered, you know, or one of their operatives here would be discovered and waterboarded or something and spill the beans about the rest of them. You know, they wouldn't have taken that chance. However, these nuclear devices would not have been used if that operation is really controlled by people who have, as you say, another agenda. if there are these people above these radical Islamic front men who are really controlling this. And in case your listeners think this is too conspiratorially outlandish, I've asked this before, but I'll ask it again. Just plain, flat-out, common-sense logic. Ask yourself, if Osama bin Laden could find 19 terrorists, 19 people, so committed to their cause that they're willing to kill themselves, fly into buildings, and so on, do you really think in the last 5 years he couldn't find any others, not one other individual, willing to severely hurt this nation by doing some very, very simple things? I won't go into details, but just let your imagination wander. What an individual terrorist committed to the cause could do against our rail system, you know, late at night, passenger trains, whatever, our food system, food supply, and it wouldn't even require killing themselves. Look how long it took to catch those two snipers up in Maryland. And 3-4 weeks, and even then, one of them had to call the police and virtually confess and say, you know, here we are. So think of what damage just one more person could have done for Osama. He could have found lots of such people, but they haven't attacked, have they? Now ask yourself, why haven't they? Not one. And my question is, could it be because they are actually controlled by people above al-Qaeda?
And you know, this is not so outlandish if you study the history of the IRA in recent years. The number two man in the IRA was actually a British agent. The chief torturer and murderer for the IRA, the fellow who, if you were in the IRA and they suspected you of being a British agent, they would torture them to death and kill them. He was also a British agent. So they controlled the entire IRA and maintained that IRA as a threat, so to rally the British people behind their courageous government, who was protecting them from the IRA, which was controlled by the British intelligence services. And until people understand this is a standard technique here in America. For years, we feared communism, and yet you go into the background of the communist movement in America, it was, you know, infiltrated thoroughly by the FBI, but largely funded certainly by our great tax-exempt foundations, as was, of course, the Russian people over the Russian government over in Russia, because communism doesn't work, and without constant infusions of money and technology and massive loans, why, Russia would have fallen. And of course, right now we're doing the same thing with communist China, doing everything we can to build it up, while all the time they're threatening to nuke our cities. What's wrong with this picture? If we could only get people to think, Dennis.
Right, and speaking of the British again, in terms of the current major concern in Iraq, you heard just one little peep, and then it died out about those two British agents who were dressed up as radical Muslim terrorists in the city of Basra, who went around causing chaos and all. And when the Iraqi police caught them, the British government actually, I think, used a tank to break them out of jail.
A couple of tanks. And actually, they had actually killed an Iraqi policeman and wounded others. I mean, dressed as Arabs, they were agent provocateurs. They were killing people. They were killing Iraqis. And eventually, of course, the British broke them out of jail because they couldn't let either the Iraqis or the American people understand. They were using agent provocateurs to create violence and killing people in Iraq. Why would they do that? Why? How else would you get the violence going? How else would you perpetuate the violence? And you see the end result of it in Baghdad today and in the cemeteries and in the morgues of Iraq.
That's right. It's sort of they want to maintain this certain level of chaos there because, well, there's a number of reasons. It allows you to stay there, and it creates a dependency, and it creates conflict between one Muslim group against another Muslim group. There's a whole series of reasons for that. And most people, when they look at these things, see this at face value, a particular threat against a particular nation by a particular group. But another example would be the Iranian leader, who you said quite correctly looks like he's out of central casting.
You mean Ahmadinejad, yeah.
Yeah, he made recent threats against Israel. You know, it would seem to be suicidal what he was doing. No sane person would do it. And most people would look at that and see that as only what it appears at face value, a radical Muslim's anger toward Israel. However, if you look at it as part of a larger dialectical process, you can view it quite differently. And as I've quoted also before, Lincoln Bloomfield's 1961 study for the U.S. State Department talking about the communist dynamic or threat, and he said in there, if it were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. So, you know, we just can't have that happening. And in case you say, well, that's just some nutty theoretician writing this stuff, it actually has been played out a number of times in history. For example, the Hungarian Revolution. On October 23rd, the Hungarian Revolution begins in earnest. A lot of Hungarian patriots begin to combat the Soviets, and within about 5 days, by the 28th, they've driven the Soviets away. I mean, the Soviets, you know, are very concerned about this. They don't know what to do exactly, how the U.S. will react. But then, out of the blue, under John Foster Dulles's State Department, here comes this cable, and it's sent to a Yugoslavian dictator, a friend of the Hungarian dictators, Yugoslavs ruled by Tito at the time, and the cable from our State Department says, quote, "The government of the United States does not look with favor upon governments unfriendly to the Soviet Union on the borders of the Soviet Union," end quote. Well, that's basically a green light for the Soviets to, you know, gather together, come storming in there and crush the Hungarians, the poor people over there saying, please help us, Eisenhower, please help us, and all the time not knowing that Dulles has sent this cable giving them a green light to do exactly what they were doing.
We betrayed the Hungarian people just exactly as we betrayed the boys we left in Vietnam, and we're betraying the people in Iraq today. Because there is an evil force. John Foster Dulles, you know, was certainly a disciple of Colonel House. Colonel House was deeply involved in the occult, and my impression is that Dulles and his brother were both, Alan and John Foster, were part of this whole occult underworld that works behind the scenes, dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of all nations and bringing about the world government under the new world leader.
Yeah, they had. If you look at my parts 1, 2, 3, 4 of religion and world government, I spent quite a bit of time on the Dulleses, especially John Foster Dulles, since he was early on leading these conferences of the federal, later called National Council of Churches, with a specific goal being to further what 100 years ago Walter Rauschenbusch had called the need for socialism. If we're going to have socialism, we'd have to use religion, the churches, religious denominations and groups and so on, to do that. And I also got into how immigration was part of that. But the point here with the John Foster Dulles and this principle in the 50s was that they wanted the communist dynamic or threat alive and well. So you couldn't have this, you know, upstart bunch of Hungarians upsetting the apple cart if you're going to be pushing the U.S. towards world government. And so your listeners maybe say, what's this got to do with Iran and Israel? Well, look at it the same way. Look at it as part of a dialectical process. If the radical Islamic threat, in this case Iranian, were greatly abated, then Israel would have less incentive to become part of a world government. A world government has to include Israel as well as the U.S. and everybody else. So you have to have this radical threat against them. So just like the American public is being manipulated or controlled, so are the Israelis. Now, somebody sitting out there will say, well, you know, Israel has 400 nuclear weapons or whatever, so why don't they just go in there and bomb those Iranian nuclear facilities? Well, you got to remember that another part of the dialectical process involves pressure. Sometimes it's, you know, pressure from above, pressure from below, whatever. But Israel is in existence today as it is. Now, I'm not talking about the religious commitment of the Jewish people. I'm talking about the nation of Israel, primarily because of a lot of influx of oil, foreign aid, investments. They're literally, as a socialist country, being pretty much propped up by us and some others. And so before they take any major action, they will consult with the U.S. and others about what the repercussions would be, not just militarily. You know, how will Muslims around the world in Palestine or whatever react if we strike Iran? But, you know, what will be the economic consequences in terms of foreign aid, investments, the world's oil supply, and so on? You know, if we strike Iran, there goes Iranian oil. They can cause Iraqi oil to dissipate. There goes 25-30% of the world's oil supply down. The U.S. is hurt economically. We yell and scream, don't do it, you know, because we'll be hurt. So anyway, there are these consultations to that extent, and that's part of the dialectic as well. And so what I'm doing in the second part of this first part of this article titled Dialectics, Rockefellers and Population Control, is sort of following the path. I mean, it's one thing, you know, theoretically to say, well, there's this power elite and they're using dialectics and they're manipulating us or controlling us, and we'll pick up after the break.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Dr. Dennis Cuddy.
I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
All veterans, I'm speaking with Jamie LaRue of Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866. Jamie, what benefits help a vet buy a home?
The Veterans Administration has a no-down payment home loan programs for veterans, reservists, and enlisted personnel.
So veterans learn more about your benefits. Call Jamie at Windsor National Mortgage, 970-686-6866.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Dr. Dennis Cuddy. His book, Dialectics, Rockefeller and Population Control. And let me just mention that if you want to read Dr. Cuddy's articles on newsreviews.com, go to the left side of the page. Go down to Dennis Cuddy and, of course, click that in and then pull down all of his articles, and I suggest you copy them and you bind them, and then there is information there you won't get elsewhere. Now, let me mention we are in the process of trying to raise funds to reprint Dr. Dennis Cuddy's one of his most important books, and that's Secret Records Revealed. When it was originally put out, it didn't have an index. We have one now. There's an epilogue in it. And you can buy a case of the books for pre-publication for $149.95. You'll get a complete case. And, of course, you can do whatever you want to with them. But it's an excellent tool to educate people about what's going on. It's going to be 280 pages or more. But the quotations, the material in there is so important. So if you'd like to order your pre-publication case, because once, of course, they've been published, why, you'll get them at the retail value. But you can get the whole case of them at pre-publication for $149.95 plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. It is a very important book and will help you to reach others. And believe me, that's the most important thing we can do today. Well, Dr. Cuddy, why don't you pick up and we'll go on with your story about dialectics, Rockefeller, and population control.
Okay. And the book that you were just offering there, Secret Records Revealed, as far as I know, it was the first book, and I still don't know if there's any others that go into any depth regarding specifically the plan of Cecil Rhodes and his secret society of the elect and their circle of initiates and how that played out in terms of his Rhodes scholars. So it is a very useful tool, and it's still very much relevant today, and as you said, there's an epilogue that sort of updates it. The book was originally published several years ago, but the epilogue will bring it up to date on a number of important issues. And in this particular article on News with Views, Dialectics, Rockefellers, and Population Control, as I indicated, it's one thing to talk in theory. Yes, there's this paralleled. Yes, they're doing things to us that we don't know about and so on. But it's always very helpful to give specific examples. And when I say population control, a lot of people associate that with simply Planned Parenthood and birth control, things like that. But what I mean by population control is, in its broadest sense, the manipulation of populations, the causing of certain populations to react in certain ways during certain events. So it's a broad definition, and one of the families connected to the paralead, of course, is the Rockefeller family. And as you've mentioned, Dr. Stan, a number of times, Congressman William Dannemeyer recounted that David Rockefeller actually told him during a meeting that some men are born to rule, but most men are born to be ruled. And I'm confident that David Rockefeller thought he was one of those born to rule. And so this chronology that I proceed with in the second part of this part one of this dialectics, Rockefellers and Population Control, begins about 100 years ago. And at the time, this is August 1904, there was a magazine then called Everybody's Magazine. And they would publish a number of things, including the people at the time, the investigative reporters, were called muckrakers, but they were really very good investigative reporters, Ida Tarbell and some others. This one's named Thomas Lawson. And in that particular issue, he has an article called Frenzied Finance. And basically what he did was he camped outside the Rockefeller headquarters and watched who came and went and got contacts inside, you know, and finding out what they're doing and so on. And so he revealed in there, among many other things, that there were Standard Oil, meaning Rockefeller agents, and, quote, every hamlet in the country, and that once someone is within their network, he said, punishment for disloyalty is sure and terrible, and in no corner of the earth can he escape it, end quote. So that shows over 100 years ago how vast this this network was, and just use your imagination. They haven't become less efficient. If anything, with technology, they've become more efficient in every hamlet in the country and in tracking people all over the world. So that's 100 years ago.
And there's sort of a government within a government. In other words, they're the government that controls the government in both political
right.
parties. And of course, remember David Rockefeller, for 15 years, was vice president of the Council on Foreign Relations. 15 years, president of the Council on Foreign Relations. Today is the honorary chairman Chairman Emeritus. This is his organization, the Council on Foreign Relations, as is the Trilateral Commission, as is the Bilderbergers. I mean, he is the man who pulls the strings, and you see the politicians stand up and talk, but they're saying exactly what they're supposed to, and even world leaders. Many of them recruited from central casting are playing their parts because they know that there's no place in the world to hide if they don't.
Right. He was chairman right after his friend. John J. McCloy was chairman of the CFR from 1953 to 1970, and then right after that from 70 to 85, David Rockefeller was chairman during a critical time, which I'll get to later in part two of this article. Back 100 years ago, they were already into eugenics at that early stage. In 1910, there was something formed coming out of the Cold Spring Arbor effort in New York called the Eugenics Record Office. It was set up in 1910. Now, originally, it was funded by the Carnegie Institute, but starting several years later, the Rockefeller Foundation was founded in 1913, and they gave them a fair amount of money as well. And over the years, you will find the foundation funding the leading eugenics person for Hitler. He was a Nazi called Dr. Ernst Rudin, and he did research at the Kaiser Wilhelm Brain Research Institute in Berlin. Rockefeller's, I believe, funded like the entire third floor of his effort there. And then, of course, it has to be global, right? So he and some other Nazis are brought over in 1932 to the third International Conference on Eugenics. The first one was held back then in about 1912, but the third one is 1932. And he's brought over here on George Herbert Walker's and Prescott Bush's Hamburg America with a K-A, A-M-E-R-I-K-A lines, ship lines. So their buddies here are transporting them over here to go to this Third International Congress on Eugenics, and of course, someone as wonderful in their eyes as Rudin is unanimously elected president of the International Federation of Eugenic Societies. The next year after the 1910 Eugenics Record Office is set up, John D. Rockefeller Jr., he's been on a jury. He was like chairman of a jury looking at white slavery back then, and so he gets all concerned about this issue. And so he forms in 1911 the Bureau of Social Hygiene. And a couple of years later, the Rockefeller Foundation helps organize something we'll pick up later.
All right, we'll be right back here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Have you been trying to figure out how to beat rising fuel costs by getting more miles per gallon? Do you dread the thought of your next fill-up? Every time you look, fuel prices have just gone ballistic. Finally, there's help. Tune in Tuesdays at 4 p.m. and noon on Sunday to the Fuel Crisis Solution and hear an expert explain how to get those extra miles using an EPA-registered method. Can't wait for the show? Want more information? Call 1-866-577-9760. 1-866-577-9760.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our special guest this morning, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And Dennis, please pick up the story.
Okay, so John D. Rockefeller forms the Bureau of Social Hygiene in 1911. A couple of years later, he funds the American Social Hygiene Association, quote, for reconsideration of public attitudes toward prostitution, end quote. And so through the National Research Council, the Rockefeller Foundation's medical division would start funding a lot of what they call research, including the horrible research of Alfred Kinsey. During this whole period of the early 1900s, Rockefeller would introduce Margaret Sanger to various moneyed elite around the world, especially in this country, to form the Birth Control League of America. Later it became Planned Parenthood. Now, in case you just associate her, Sanger, with birth control, you know, women have a child, they're poor, they don't want the child, they want an abortion, wouldn't it be better to have birth control, that sort of thing. She had a much broader agenda. She wanted to limit what she called dysgenic stocks, the inferior types, according to her, such as blacks, Hispanics, American Indians, Catholics, and so on, as well as what she called slum dwellers, such as Jewish immigrants, gypsies, and so on. These would be, according to her, inferior types, and they were into this sort of superior population. That's why they were buddies with the Nazis at the time. And I even remember not too long ago, just a few years ago, Planned Parenthood's president was Faye Waddleton. I got a videotape of her saying, "Oh, we accept money from people who want to contribute to us because they want all black women to stop having children." I mean, you know, she just admitted that. And so pick it up on the chronology here. The next year, after 1911, 1912, there was a publication then called The World's Work. And in August of that year, Frederick Gates, he was a Baptist minister. They always like to, you know, latch on to these religious types. Head of the Rockefeller General Education Board. Now, that board was founded in 02, and 10 years later, he's writing this article. And he says, quote, "In our dream, resources and the rural people yield themselves with perfect docility to our molding hand," end quote. What he was getting at in that article is, we don't need any more lawyers and doctors. We want the other people, the lesser people, the rural types, just be satisfied with their worker bee mentality. You know, we want to mold them, and they'll accept what we're going to do for them, you know, the noblesse oblige concept. And so this attitude got into the school systems originally in New York, and one of the people who yelled about this was a judge named John Hyland, who ran for mayor and won New York City. And in the New York Times of March 27, 1922, they have an article about a speech he made the day before saying, quote, "One of my first acts as mayor was to pitch out bag and baggage from the educational system of our city, the Rockefeller agents, who supported the kind of education the coolies receive in China," end quote. In other words, you know, school to work that we have today. Let's, you know, educate these masses who won't go on to higher education to be good little worker bees. And so you had this whole attitude, the Rockefeller Foundation, that they were going to control people. And they actually came out and admitted it. And the April 11th, 1933, the foundation president, Rockefeller Foundation president, was Max Mason. And he's talking to their trustees, and he says, "Look, I want to assure you, quote, that the social sciences of our foundation will concern themselves with the rationalization of social control, the control of human behavior," end quote. So they will admit this stuff. Now, one of the key elements of control at the time is the media. You don't have TV, but you got radio. So the Rockefeller Foundation gave a grant to Princeton University for what's called the Radio Project to study the influence on different groups. And a grant was given by this board, General Education Board, to study how the broadcast of the War of the Worlds fit into that Princeton project. They wanted to see, you know, that didn't happen by accident. They wanted to see how the public would react to this crisis, this shock.
You're speaking now of the Orson Welles program.
Right.
War of the Worlds, where actually tens of thousands of people thought we'd been attacked by the Martians because they heard it on radio.
Yeah, and they wanted to see the public reaction. It wasn't just a nice little story. I remember I got a couple of small letters that H.G. Wells had written that his secretary was writing back here saying, you know, what did you people do this for? You know, we didn't give you permission to, so we thought you were going to do something, whatever. Apparently even Wells didn't understand what they were up to. In that same year, 1937, Robert Havighurst becomes director of that GEB, General Education Board, by Rockefeller. And he starts, you know, this is part of their social control. He says, we have to have this global servant concept. We got to educate our youth for world citizenship. This is one of the first people to really advocate that sort of thing. So a couple of years later, the Rockefeller Foundation says, you know, we got to get going on this stuff. And so they have these secret seminars, not out in the open, secret. And what they do is they involve communication scholars. You know, how can we use, you know, the media, communications, to manipulate Americans into accepting, let's say, involvement in World War II. You know, the American people didn't want to get into it, but we got to get them into it. And so they had these secret seminars, and it was part of this larger effort that they had for the next 6 years, from 39 to 45, whereby they underwrote, funded Harold Lasswell and Walter Lippmann, among others. And these two guys advocated a world in which the elites rule by manipulating mass sentiment, not individuals, but mass psychology. And so that's what they started funding then. And so once we're into the war, what is the attitude of the Rockefellers toward the Nazis? Well, on March 27th, 1942, a Senator Harry Truman, before he becomes president, is giving a speech, you know, talking about, you know, this war and the Nazis and so forth. And as he's walking out, he makes this comment. They're asking about Standard Oil and the Rockefeller dealings, Standard Oil's dealings. And he says, what these people are doing, Standard Oil Rockefellers, their dealings with the Nazis, quote, are approaching treason, end quote. So here you have an individual who will become president, even acknowledging at that time that what Standard Oil is doing with the Nazis is approaching treason. So the idea is these people don't care. The elite don't care, communists, Nazis, whatever. It's all a matter of power and control. And so this is the point at which my part one ends, and next time I'll pick up on part two.
Well, I hope our listeners will go to the News with Views website, pull this down, study it, and keep this on file. The information is valid. You can go to the original source material. Understand there is a subversive element that wants to destroy America, create a new world order, and a new world religion. God bless you, Dennis. Talk to you later. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Find out how BioSuperfood has helped thousands of people everywhere, providing health benefits for heart disease, cancer, diabetes, fibromyalgia, liver disorders, osteoarthritis, glaucoma, depression, allergies, nervous system disorders, and much more. BioSuperfood is making an impact on how people everywhere approach health and nutrition. Join Dr. Roland Thomas every second Friday at 2 p.m. on the Danette Daniels Show, KHNC 1360 AM.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional individualized natural health treatment plans utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, then call 970-223-7425. Again, 970-223-7425. To learn more about the Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
If you're looking for a dependable, reasonable, and honest customer service, you're looking for Josiah Electric, LLC. Hi, this is Michael Pohl, owner of Josiah Electric, a licensed and insured commercial and residential electrical service with 9 years' experience serving the Wyoming, Nebraska, and Denver metro area. Contact us Monday through Saturday at 303-489-2170. That's 303-489-2170. Josiah Electric, service you can be sure of.
Well, that's the American Freedom Network. Remember that all of the wars of the last century were manipulated into the Spanish-American War. Oh, the wicked Spanish, oh, those terrible, evil people, they sunk the Maine. That's why we've got to go to war and kill a couple of hundred thousand, maybe a million Filipinos. You don't remember that 200,000 to a million Filipinos that we killed, your government killed, after the Spanish-American War? You can check it out on Google. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. The American people didn't want to go into World War One. The American people didn't want to go into World War Two. The American people didn't want to go into Vietnam, but we were manipulated with the Gulf of Tonkin incident. We didn't want to go into the first Gulf War, but there was a little girl who testified with tears in her eyes, and you saw on television about the wicked Iraqi soldiers pushing the little babies out of the bassinets and leaving them on the floor to die in the hospitals in Kuwait, and because it was all stage managed. A girl had never been over there. It was prepared for the psychological impact on your mind. But the greatest of all was what you saw on September 11th, or what you thought you saw on September 11th, that was to take us into this war, this great war that is threatening in the Middle East. And, of course, the necessity of giving up our freedom here at home through the John Warner National Defense Appropriations Act and the Military Commissions Act. We've got to take away from the freedom from the American people, because if we don't, Osama bin Laden is going to attack us again. But ask yourself, why did Building 7 come down? Why did Building 7 come down? Why did Building 7 come down at 5:20 in the evening when it wasn't hit by anything at all? Or was it a controlled demolition? Watch the videos there. You can see them on Google. They'll go to your internet, type in Building Number 7 videos. You can watch it over and over again. It was a controlled demolition. You need to help us get, if you possibly can, Dr. Cuddy's book back in print. Give us a call if you'd like to get a case of his books. You won't be billed until we're ready to do the printing. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You can get a case of his books for $149.95. This is a very effective weapon, because our weapon is the truth. The other side uses entirely lies and deception and the controlled medium. And our minds are being controlled and manipulated by the people who control the mass media today. The only way you can break free is to begin to study, read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and, of course, get the other material we have on the spiritual forces that energize the wicked people who go from war to war to war in the name of population control. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like a free newsletter from Radio Liberty, we'll be glad to send it. We do hope many of you will seriously consider joining the Radio Liberty family or helping us as we go out and move 5 hours a day on various radio stations, bringing people the truth. You can listen to our internet programs at RadioLiberty.com, live, archived, MP3, RadioLiberty.com. Help us get the truth out while there's still time, because believe me, tyranny like hell is not easily conquered. Tyranny, like hell, is not easily conquered. Thomas Paine said it, but it is true. And those who expect to be free are going to have to fight for freedom, or it will soon be lost. So until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
talk to the American Freedom Network, contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or